Keith Peters reporting. Political writer Ben Domenech says last night's presidential debate was a resounding defeat for Joe Biden and the Democrats. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Domenech says the very structure of the debate was an advantage for former President Trump.
In ways that allowed Joe Biden to just wrap himself in knots in front of us, failing to finish questions, losing his train of thought.
Domenech says Joe Biden's diminished capacity was on full display and could have a major impact on the November election.
Forget 4 years, after this election. Right now, this guy can't do the job.
Ben Domenech was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
New details have emerged from the criminal indictment against a Texas school police chief stemming from a mass shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead.
The indictment against former Uvalde, Texas school police chief Pete Arredondo has been unsealed. It accuses him of failing to identify an active shooter, failing to follow training, and failing to make critical decisions.
A child just called if they have victims in there.
As a gunman was hunting victims inside the Robb Elementary School.
We gotta get in there.
That sound from an officer's body camera on May 24th, 2022, as officers waited more than an hour before going in to confront the gunman. Arredondo and a former school officer, Adrian Gonzalez, are charged with abandoning or endangering children. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A minivan slammed into a Long Island nail salon Friday, killing four people and injuring nine. The vehicle came to a stop inside the Hawaii Nail and Spa store about 4:40 p.m. All of those killed and injured were inside the salon at the time. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 45 points, the Nasdaq dropped 126. This is SRN News. TikTok goes all in on transgenderism.
The giant social media platform has permanently banned ads for the sports apparel company XXXY Athletics. That's because the firm advocates to keep men out of women's sports, and TikTok says that message is offensive and constitutes a violation of the platform's community standards. A growing number of social media platforms are embracing the LGBT agenda and censoring any opposition to it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has struck down a Montana law that defines sex as only male or female, finding it was technically unconstitutional. District Court Judge Shane Vanetta ruled the statute passed last year violated the state constitution because the description of the legislation didn't clearly state its purpose. Transgender and non-binary plaintiffs challenged the law because they said it denies legal recognition to people who are gender nonconforming. This is SRN News. This week on Wall Street, dragged to a close.
Stocks drifted lower on Wall Street, erasing the market's gains for the week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4% Friday, but remains close to the record high it set last week. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.7%. The Dow slipped 45 points. That's about 0.1%. Nike dropped 20% after the shoe and athletic wear company missed Wall Street's revenue targets and cut its full-year sales guidance. Executives said they expected sales to decline by single digits in the current fiscal year, citing a challenging environment. Nike's dour outlook dragged other athletic apparel companies down with it. Foot Locker fell 2.4%. Under Armour gave back 2.6%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The U.S. military-built pier has been pulled again from the Gaza shore due to rough seas, and its future role in the distribution of aid to Palestinians remains uncertain. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.